2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Here we see an individual named Demas, as Paul has a reference to Demas forsaking him and going back into the world. This individual, Demas, was a traveling missionary with the Apostle Paul for over 4 years. We know that from Philemon, verse number 14, and Colossians chapter 4, verse 24, as Paul gives reference to Demas as a fellow laborer in the ministry with the Apostle Paul. The book of Philemon and the book of Colossians was written approximately 64 AD from Paul's imprisonment in Rome. The book of 2 Timothy was written from Paul's second imprisonment in Rome, approximately 68 AD. So for approximately 4 years, Demas watched the Apostle Paul. Demas heard the teachings of the Apostle Paul. Demas was a part of the missionary field of the gospel of Jesus Christ and still made a choice to go back into the world and forsake the ministry. Demas is an example of many individuals that start out in the ministry, but the world pulls them back, and by choice, they abandon the ministry, they abandon the Lord, and go back into the world. The scriptures teach that Demas loved this present world. Somebody, something, some situation turned the heart of Demas around and caused Demas to go back into the world. It may have been sexual sins. It may have been greed. It may have been materialism. It may have been peer pressure. It may have been individuals trying to live a double life. Scripture teaches you cannot love this world and love the Lord. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Individuals cannot say they love the Lord and still love the things of the world. We encourage individuals who may be in this particular state to repent and run back to the loving arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he will wash you, cleanse you, and forgive you. And we encourage all individuals who start the race to finish the race, as the teachings of the Apostle Paul encourage us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.